Praise the Lord. Yes, 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 yes. Our Lord is coming, and his greatness, his glory will be manifested in the lives of his sons and daughters. It's a new day. It's a new season, day of empowerment, day of grace, day of the sufficiency of the goodness of the Lord. We celebrate the goodness of the Lord today. I want to thank God for everyone who's gathered on this platform, whether it be on YouTube, Facebook, Zoom, Reddit, and all the other platforms, multi-platforms that we are on a daily basis when we come on the air. We give God praise for his faithfulness. Father, we rejoice in your loving kindness. We rejoice, O God, in your strength. We rejoice, O God, in your peace. We rejoice, O God, in your loving kindness and tender mercies. You're the God who heals repose and makes whole. And we belong to you. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you're empowering us to live the life of victory, a testament, oh God, of your goodness. Thank you, Lord, for grace. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for favors. Thank you, Lord, for empowering us. Thank you, Lord, for the victories that we have in you. For you cause us, oh God, to triumph always in every situation, making us more than conquerors. For you are the greater one that lives in us than he that is in the world. Blessed be the holy name. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for your word, the word that we shall receive tonight. Thank you, Lord, oh God, for the awesome move of your spirit and for transformation in every life. And in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, I want to welcome you all to this gathering of faith this evening. I have a very dear son that will be bringing the word to us, word that God has been forming in his spirit. And tonight, he is going to deliver it to us. I ask that the hand of God will rest mighty upon him, and that the insight that we're about to receive tonight will be an insight by the Spirit that will cause us all to flop, cause us all to tick, because we have heard from the Lord. Tonight I want to introduce this dear son, Moses Wanko. Moses is very dear to my heart. He's a faithful son, always giving himself, wanting to make certain that God has made manifest in his life will impact others. Today I want to present him to you and ask him to bring to us that word that has been percolating in his spirit so that we all may be enriched by it. Ramos, take us into the word of God. Thank you very much, man. God bless.
Thank you, Apostle, for the opportunity to teach God's words and the words that he has been speaking to me through the weeks, months, years. Today, I wanted to talk to us about attitude, our mentality, and our mindset. You see, we could have control of how our year turns out to be. Maybe 2021, 2019, 10 years ago, 2022, we could have the ability to make it what the year should be. One thing I know we may not have control of is how people react, how certain activities would be done for the year, or the responses of people. But one thing we can do is we have control of the outcome. We have control of what 2022 is going to be for us. Regardless of what is going on, God has given us the ability to create the outcome we want. And it's why I want to talk to us today about attitude, mentality, and the mindset. When we think about the lion, you see, the lion has a different kind of spirit, a spirit that makes other animals afraid of the lion, fear the lion. In this case, when I use fear, it's respect. So these other animals respect the lion. We can call this spirit a spirit of leadership. And this is why I want us, this is what I want us to capture, this spirit of leadership that the lion has. See, the lion has this attitude whereby when he sees the elephant, what does the elephant mean to the lion? Lunch. So when the lion, so regardless of how big is, regardless of how big the elephant is, regardless of the strength, see, the elephant could just do one stomp and boom, the lion is gone. Because the elephant has so much power. But when the lion sees the elephant, he sees lunch. On the other hand, when the elephant sees the lion, he also considers himself lunch. Even as small as the lion is, he may not be the fastest animal. He may not even be the smartest. But the hyenas respect the lion. The elephant sees himself as lunch. Do you know the difference between these animals and the lion? It's the attitude. See, the lion, this attitude he has towards this other animal is, I rule this entity. So regardless of how big, fast, smart, or whatever it is you have going on, I control what is happening here. But when the other ones who are faster, I mean, the cheetah is really fast. It can outrun the lion. The elephant is really big with so much strength and is still scared of the lion. It respects the lion. The hyenas respect the lion. So the attitude towards which the lion sees this specific thing changes. It basically gives it a 360. So then I think about it. Shouldn't we have this kind of, shouldn't we capture this kind of spirit? Now I think of it, oh, no wonder he sees the lion of the tribe of Judah. Wow. A spirit of leadership. Lion of the tribe of Judah. That means I control entity. I control the outcome. So we should have this kind of attitude. I want us to turn to Proverbs 23, verse 7. Proverbs 23, verse 7. When we read Proverbs 23, verse 7, it says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, seeth he to thee, but his heart is not with thee. What I want us to focus on is where it says, thinketh in his heart, so is he. So the lion thinketh in his heart that I control what goes on around here. And what? That attitude makes the lion act like he thinks. So the lion doesn't act because I'm the strongest or I'm the fastest. No, he acts because I think that I control everything around here. So I'm going to act like I think. Guess what the hyenas do? They are scared. They respect the lion. Because of that thought, how do they react? They run when they see the lion. Every other animal, as soon as they see the lion, boom, they're gone. The elephant, what does he think? Oh, I might be big. I might be strong. I might be huge, but I'm lunch. And what's the attitude? Or what's the reaction when he sees the lion? The elephant runs. So when I think of this, I see that our attitude makes us act certain ways to certain things. See, when God created the world, he said everything was good. So where did the word problem come from? Have you ever thought about it? Where did this word come from? Where did the word problem come from? I think the word problem came from we humans. We gave the opportunity for growth problem, the name problem. Opportunity for growth, we called it problem. Because if my attitude towards an issue is an opportunity to grow, is it not positive? But if I see it as a problem, is that negative? COVID happened. Everywhere was shut down. Do you know even in this situation, people were making millions? Did they have a different thought process? Yes. Businesses who refused to adapt couldn't proceed further. Why? Because they were stuck in this attitude, oh, we can't do business again because of COVID. That was a thought process. That was the attitude towards COVID. Whereas you had other companies where they were like, you know what? Why don't we switch to curbside delivery? Why don't we switch to, okay, you can show up and we would bring the food out. Why don't we switch to, we can deliver the food or your groceries? You see the attitude towards the situation? One person took it one way. Oh, we can't do this anymore. This other person took it the other way. Like, you know what? Let's figure out a loophole here. What is missing in this situation? Oh, you know what? Why don't we get a website? Why don't we do delivery? So the attitude makes us act differently to certain situations, and it makes us see some problem or an opportunity to grow. And this is a spirit of leadership, mentality, our attitude, our mindset. Do you remember a situation in the Bible where God gave his children a land and the certain people who went to look at the land found some people there, and they came back and they were like giants, and we were like grasshoppers in their eyes. The question I always ask, who told them? Did they go to ask the giants and the giant told them, oh, we're giants, you're like grasshoppers? No. That was a decision they made by themselves because they saw something and they assumed. They saw something and the mentality towards it was, oh, they are like giants. Ah, we're like grasshoppers. Flip that around. While everybody were complaining, oh, the giants are tormenting us, what did David see? He saw something that he was going to take down. He said, you uncircumcised Philistines. Because God had already given his word that nobody was going to blaspheme, right? And David stood upon that word. So in his eyes, guess what? David the elephant looked like ant in his eyes. Why? Because he knew what he carried. You carry a seed in you. You carry a seed in you. I carry a seed in me. We all have seeds in us. And that seed is meant to grow a tree. And that tree to produce fruit. When God said, be fruitful and productive, he knew what he was saying. Because he knew that every one of us, he had given the seed of greatness. The question is, do we have the attitude to see that I have the seed of greatness in me? How do I live my life to function in that path? Do I live wayward? Do I live out of will? Or do I live according to the word that he had put the seed of greatness in me and I'm supposed to produce fruit? I'm supposed to be productive. Let's go to Romans 12, verse 2. So Romans chapter 12, 2, he says, and be not conformed to this world, but be conformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what and perfect will of God. Wow, that is awesome. So that means God has given you the authority to change whatever situation you are going through. He has given you the instruction. He says, be not conformed. Be transformed by the renewed mind. And you are going to prove that good, what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. You will prove it because your attitude would always be a expression. They say whatever is in your mind would be the expression of your personality. Whatever is in your mind, hallelujah, is in your mind would always be the expression of your personality. It would be the expression of how you deal with issues. It would be the expression of how you respond. It would be the expression of how you react. Whatever is in your mind. So the Bible is telling us here that you can renew your mind. If you see that something is not going the certain way it should go, you have to go back and think, what are my thoughts? Am I thinking positive thoughts or negative thoughts? I use my daughter oftentimes as an example. She was born with spinal bifida. And at the time, I think she was the third person only in Manitoba to have that situation. And when I got the call, I just got back from work. So I'm stressed. And I got the call. Oh, well, we found this, which means your daughter is not going to do this. She's not going to walk. She's not going to see well. She's not going to use her brain properly. And guess what my first response was? I was like, I refuse it in Jesus' name. So I've trained my mindset to a point, like I've trained it over time to a point that my first reaction to something that is negative is I refuse this thing. Do you know why it's better to respond that way first? It's usually harder for you to go back. I'll explain it. If your response was, oh, you started crying. Oh, Lord, why me? This, that. Oh, not me. I served you, Lord. If your first response was that way, it's usually very difficult for you to now say, okay, Lord, I'm ready to trust you now. It's possible, but it's very hard. But if your first response is, I refuse it in Jesus' name, guess what you just did? You just set up your mind to be receptive to what God has to say. You set up your mind to refuse any doubt. Doubt will come. You would say, well, yeah, right. You're just saying it. Can't you see the picture? Can't you see the whatever it is they call that picture when they do the scan for the belly? Can you see it? See, the mark is there. But guess what? Your first thought process was, I refuse this in Jesus' name. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. That means whatever I say has power. He says, as he is, so are we in this world. That means if God's word doesn't return unto him void, my words cannot return void. So when I say I refuse it, it cannot return void. Ministering angels have been put to work. That's the thing. We need to understand that we have ministering angels. So I ask this question. Are your ministering angels weak or do they go to the gym all the time? When I say do they go to the gym all the time, I mean are you putting them to work? Are you sending forth word? It says let your word go out and produce the results that you want. Let your faith go out and produce the result that you want. Because so mightily grew the word of God in the city of Ephesus and prevailed. They kept saying it. No change. They kept saying it. They kept saying it. They kept saying it until the word of God prevailed. The same with Elijah, or is it Elisha, where he prayed for the rain and he ran. Oh, do you see any rain? No, no. Okay, come back. Yes, rain, rain. And he prayed, prayed, prayed. Go check again. Did you see any rain? No. And he continued praying. All he needed was a sign. And he says, I saw something that looked like a hand. And guess what? Mindset. Because the mindset had been prepared that something has to show up. And as soon as whatever it is showed up, even if it did not look like rain, he knew that was it. And guess what? Did the rain pour? Yes, it did. Yes, it did. So I've been saying, as a man thinketh, so is he. I've said that, as it is written in the scripture, we should renew our mind. It says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. We know all this now. So the next question is, how do I do this? I came here today to teach us and learn together, not just to tell you, oh, this is what might be going on, or this is what might be going on. But I also wanted to tell us that, you know what, this is how. There is a figuring out what the situation is, but there is also a figuring out how do we handle the situation. So we know that as we think, that's how we are. We know that if we renew our mind, we may be able to prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. But how do we do all these things? I'll tell you one way. There's one way I've always done this since I got born again, and thank God I learned this thing earlier. And I don't know if anyone does it here, but there's something I call talking sessions. I practice talking sessions. As a new born again in Christ, that was something I would do all the time. 1 hour, I would keep doing it. But then, you know, when you get married, you're in a relationship, children, it's like life gets busy and we don't find time. But I bid everyone now, regardless of how busy you are, find time to practice talking sessions. You may ask, what are talking sessions? I'll show you. Talking sessions actually prepares you for battles. And understand, I said, whenever I get any negative news, my first reaction is I refuse it. It's not because I just learned it one day. It's because I had been practicing talking sessions over time, over the years. So it's like a reflex. So now when I don't need to think about it, I just say, I refuse it in Jesus' name. I cannot fail. I refuse to fail. Heck, most times yesterday, I was about falling from the stairs and I caught my balance, and the first thing I said, I refuse to fall. And everyone was laughing around me, but it's just second nature because this is something I'm used to. I'm saying this thing all the time. So how do we renew our mind? How do we set up our mind that we are thinking the right thoughts? The best way to do that, start with talking sessions. 15 minutes a day, I refuse to fail. I'm not a failure. I cannot be broke. I'm a success. See, you practice this talking session with the word of God. See, pray the word. When you pray, I always say, people, when you pray, pray the word. Don't just pray, oh Lord, give me this, give me that, give me until you turn to Jimmy. No, pray the word. What does the word say? They that dwell in Zion shall never say, I am sick. So Lord, I will never say I am sick. See, this is what I do. Who has an Apple phone here? Okay. So, if you just got your phone and something happened to it, is it still under warranty? Yes, it is. Right? You're free to return it back to wherever you got it from. Do you think they liked you? That's why they took your phone back? No. It was because of the brand. The brand wants to make sure whatever they created works properly. And if there's an issue, they tell you, bring it back. We will replace it for free. When they give you the manual, they tell you, don't put it inside water. Don't do this. Don't do that. If you do so, that phone is going bad and the warranty is not going to fix that. Do they tell you why you shouldn't put it in water? You're smart enough to know that, right? Okay. So, why is it that they say bring it if whatever else happens, aside you putting it in water or dropping it, and we will change it for free? It's because of the namesake of that business. The namesake of Apple. Apple doesn't want any bad name. So think about this. If I'm broke, who does that look bad on? Hello? Who's my manufacturer? God is my manufacturer. So if I'm broke, who does that look bad on? God, He made me. He said, in his own likeness, in his own image. Well, if I'm broken, people see me. The first question, I don't think God is broke. I don't think God is this, or I don't think God is that. So when I pray these days, I say, Lord, for your name's sake, I have to be healed. For your name's sake, I cannot fail. Lord is, see, I tell him, I give him his words back. Lord, this ain't looking good on you. See, we have a relationship with God whereby we can talk to him like we're sitting next to each other. God is so big and so humble and so wonderful and so loving and so sweet that you can talk to him like he's your friend. There are days I'm like, oh, hey, Jesus, what's up? I'm like, Lord, how are you doing today? You must be tired. Oh, no, son, I ain't tired. What do you want from me? Oh, Lord, I'm not asking for anything today. I just want to thank you. Like I look up in the sky, it's just so beautiful. How did you do this? It's so beautiful. Have you looked at the sky when it's really blue with the clouds? And you wonder, how did God do this? It's so beautiful. And then I think about the infrastructures we have in this world. And I say, Lord, the wisdom you gave to people to create stuff like this. These are things that people thought about. See, a few years back, if you told somebody there would be a phone like this, guess what the person would say? No, get out of here. That's not going to happen. Guess what? Even the computers back then was in a room, a big room. And we have small computers now. But somebody what? Thought about it. And the good thing about our thoughts is, I tell people, think on the thought. If you say you're healed, think on that thought. What is that thought? Healing. Think on it. In other words, meditate on it. He says it's like muttering the word. I'm healed. I cannot be sick. Every pain in my body is leaving in the name of Jesus. He says, I am vitalized. If that same spirit that dwells in me, that raised Jesus from the dead, dwells in me, he shall vitalize my mortal body. He says that when you speak in tongues, you're stirring up the gift of God in you. Stirring it up, stirring it up, stirring it up. He says you have the dynamic ability to cause change. You shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Dynamic at its working. Dynamic to cause change. So when you say these things, you're renewing your mind. Those days of thinking, oh, I'm a failure. Oh, I can't do this. I'm not strong enough. I'm weak. It begins to change because you're seeing, you're speaking the scripture. You're renewing your mind. I'm not thinking. See, there are days where I think bad thoughts. And I say, I refuse to think bad thoughts in the name of Jesus. Or I might be walking and I see something poking out. And the first thought is, what if this thing pokes my leg? And I say, I refuse negative thoughts in the name of Jesus. Because whatever you're thinking, God has given you the ability to think something and bring it to realization. So people don't know that what you think about, your mind has power to create. See, God, he says we are co-creator with God. So in other words, where do you think? So those times we were little children, where we thought about planes, where we thought about different things, and it looked abnormal to us. Those were creations God was putting on the inside of you. Those were dreams, imagination God was putting inside of us. But as we grew older, those things begin to dwindle away. We got busy with life. So I want us to go back to those days where you could think, you could create. Give us songs to sing. See, the Bible wasn't wrong when it says making melody in your heart. The scripture says making melody in your heart. That means you are singing songs that has not been written. But if you're making that melody in your heart, you are able to bring it to realization. You're able to bring it to actualization so people can hear. So as a man thinketh, so is he. You renew your mind. Now I begin to think.
I have a sound mind. I'm confident. See, I'm confident of this very thing. This very thing. Every day when I wake up now, the things that I want, I don't pray anymore about it like, oh, Lord, give me this. Oh, Lord, give me that. This is what I do. I say, Lord, I am happy because you've given me this. Do you know what your mind begins to act like? Like it's already there. Lord, I'm happy that Glory and Peace Church is growing. Lord, I'm happy that we're touching lives. Lord, I'm happy that we're winning souls. Lord, I'm happy that we're bringing in the sheaves. Lord, I'm happy that the chairs are here. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord, I'm happy. I would like to be a living testimony of the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know you would want to be the same, but it starts with the mind. I have to think of it. The army in Canada or the state do not send the soldiers to go fight a war and ask them, oh, you're providing your uniform for yourself or you're providing your jets. How much more God? God is not going to send you and leave you high and dry. He is going to provide. He says, I will supply all your need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So when I pray, I say, Lord, you said. See, I'm giving him his word. Lord, you, I did not say it. You are the one who said it. Lord, you said you will supply my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Therefore, pray it this way. Remind him of his word, then counter it with your request. Lord, you said, you will supply my need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Therefore, I receive. I did not say, therefore, I am asking. Therefore, I receive money to pay my car loans. Therefore, I receive money to pay my tuition fees. Lord, you said, they that dwell in Zion shall never say I am sick. Therefore, I refuse to be sick. Lord, you said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you, so that you might boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and he would not leave me nor forsake me. The Lord is my helper. I will not fear what man shall do unto me. You remind him of what he said, and then you receive it. He said, faith is the response of the human spirit to God's word. So that means if God says, go, faith means the spirit of our spirit is responding to that word, go. So I want us to think on this thought. Think on Proverbs 23, verse 7. Think on Romans 12, verse 2. Think better of yourself. Think on how God has created you to be. He has made you a vehicle of change. And he wants you to act that way. And then as you do that and continue to renew your mind, take bad thoughts, old thoughts out, and start thinking new ones, good ones, that the Lord delights in me. Ha! Do you know what that means? That means when the Lord sees me, is that my son? Is that the person I made? Look at how Moses is shining. When I think that God thinks about me this way, it delights in me. That changes a lot of things. Then I know I cannot lack. Neither can I feel, neither can I be disadvantaged. Please do so, and the Lord is going to do mighty works in our lives in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you very much for listening and learning with us today. I hope that the Lord has blessed you, and I hope that we can take this home and practice it. Practice the talking sessions, and you would see changes in your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Apostle.
Amen. What a powerful word tonight. Wow. Our attitude will determine our altitude. I think about a great deal of what this son has shared tonight. Praying without corresponding action ends up in frustration. I think about a lot of the nations in the world today where they don't even serve God. They don't pray like we pray. And yet they are accomplishing so much because of their passion, because of their drive, because of the I can do it mindset. We have an advantage. The advantage is that we have a God who has so much provision for us. And we need to connect with our attitude to say, because God said, I will be this, I will accomplish this. James put it this way, faith without works is dead. There is a way to connect with the blessings of the Lord. And I believe that the word that we have heard tonight is such a powerful word that our mindset, our attitude, the way we speak about ourselves and about God is going to determine how high we go. It is time to soar because we have the mind of Christ. We don't see ourselves as grasshoppers, and our enemies therefore see us as grasshoppers. We must see ourselves as those that God has called to be more than conquerors. Thank you, son. I really celebrate this word that you've brought to us tonight. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Not conform to this world and its ways, but rather, Lord, we be conformed unto you, the God who speaks and what you say comes to pass. Father, we declare this day in the mighty name of Jesus that every son, every daughter will experience your awesome love and your power like never before, that our mindset, the way we think, the way we handle issues, be the way you do it. We want to be in partnership with you, talk like you, think like you, of course, think like you, because we have the mind of Christ. And because we have the mind of Christ, we've got to think the way God thinks. Oh, so Lord, let it be. So let it be unto us according to the volume of your word, that the world may know that there are a people who are not intimidated by the lies and the deceptions of this world. A people who see like God sees, who speak like God speaks, who have the attitude and the mindset of God to establish order and to recreate that which has been destroyed. We are builders of bridges, restorer of cities that have been destroyed because we have your mind. We think like you. We act like you. Thank you, Father, for making it so. In Jesus' mighty name, we decree it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, we're going to honor God with our givings. The information is on your screen. Those here in the sanctuary can honor God this very moment. Those of you online on the various platforms can do so. Those of you in the nation of Canada can do so by your e-transfer. Those of you in Canada and outside Canada can go directly to the website and make your donation through the website. Or you can mail in your gift, and the Lord will honor it. So go ahead and begin to respond with your giving. While you're doing so, let us share together in communion. What a powerful word we've received today from Moses. He's spoken the word of God, done it so powerfully. We're going to share in communion together right now. And as we do so, God will seal that word into our spirits. Excuse me. This is the body of Christ. And as we take up this body, let God's healing power flow through our bodies, flow through every aspect of our lives, and bring about the restoration that He can manifest in us. Take off the body and eat. In Jesus' name, amen. This is a cup of the blood of the Lord, sanctified for our wholeness. When this cup was first introduced in the Old Testament, the Word of God says that the people of God left Egypt, and there was not one feeble and not one weak in their midst. Not only did they leave not weak nor feeble, but they left with great wealth. Today, as we take of this cup and drink, let the eternal purpose of our Lord Jesus Christ, when He instituted this, the cup of blessing, the table of blessing, be gloriously manifested in our lives. Take off this cup and drink in Jesus' name. Let us pray. Father, I stretch my hand towards every son, every daughter, everyone that is on this platform, right now and in the days to come. I speak the release of favor, the release of grace, the release, O God, of your anointings, the release, O God, the mind of Christ, the attitude of the Lord. We might ride in high altitudes, mounting on wings like eagles, running and not being weary, walking and not fainting, because we are thinking like you, acting like you, because we've been created in your image and likeness. I declare, God, that this week will be an extraordinary week of supernatural blessings on your sons and your daughters, that in their going out and in their coming in, they will know your goodness, that strength, oh God, will flow through them, that strongholds will be torn down, the activities of the enemy shattered and rendered useless, that they will shine brightly as light, light that the darkness cannot comprehend, light that darkness cannot stop, that they will be, O God, weapons of honor in your hands, vessels of honor in this world. I bless every son, I bless every daughter, and I declare this day, Father, manifest your glory in each one, that each one, O God, will be a testimony and a testament of your awesome love and awesome power. Give you praise that every need is met, and that your provision of protection is activated in each life. Let your healing graces flow. Let every agenda of the enemy fail. Helper of the saints, Holy Spirit, help. Help each son. Help each daughter. Help your people. In Jesus' name, we decree it so. All of God's put together in agreement said, yes and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Bless you. Have a great week. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. And we'll see you on Wednesday and on Friday on this platform. Good night. And remember, God loves you. Loves you indeed. Thanks to everyone that took time to pray for us, for Mama and I, and we're coming on stronger and stronger every day. God bless you so much. Love you, and good night.